Well, Michigan's legislature has declared this week Independent Retailers Week, shining a spotlight on the essential role these businesses play in our communities. And in conjunction with this, the Midwest Independent Retailers Association will hold its annual legislative day in Lansing tomorrow. The event, now in its 114th year, will bring together a delegation of Michigan independent retailers, along with MIRA leadership and staff members, to engage with state lawmakers and discuss key issues affecting the industry. Joining us right now on the JR Morning Live line to talk more about this important event is Bill Weil, President and CEO of MIRA. Bill, good morning.
Good morning, and thanks for having us on this morning.
Yeah, it's good to have you on. You know, MIRA and yourself, you guys have been instrumental in advocating for independent retailers. What are some of the key objectives you hope to achieve during this event?
Well, we use this opportunity to get our membership in Lansing. We use it to kind of set up meetings with our membership so they can actually interact with their state officials and help them with the talking points for our state association. But we also go up there with a list of legislative priorities, and we'll certainly be using this time to talk about some of our top issues, which are tackling food deserts across the state of Michigan. We're working on trying to repeal the bottle bill. We're working to increase the commissions that our retailers receive for selling liquor in Michigan and for selling lottery tickets. And we're also going to make sure that as the state looks at tobacco regulations, that whatever they decide to do, that we're going to make sure that they do it in a fair way for all retailers across the state.
So MIRA represents food, beverage, and petroleum industries around the Midwest, not just here in Michigan. And so will you be there all week in Lansing talking to lawmakers?
No, we're going to be there tomorrow.
Tomorrow,
this will
okay.
be the day that we'll focus on Michigan. We do have membership all across the Midwest, but our footprint is basically, our biggest footprint is in Michigan. And our association started 114 years ago in the city of Detroit with a handful of grocery store owners that got together, and this thing has now grown into a multi-state organization. We consider ourselves the voice of independent retailers in the food, beverage, and petroleum industries, like you said.
Bill, I certainly appreciate the unique challenges that these independent retailers have as they battle competitively with the big box, with e-commerce, things like that. The folks that don't have the inherent costs that a lot of our independent retailers have. But I got to tell you, when you talk about repealing the bottle bill, I mean, this is something that you and I are both old enough to remember when our ditches looked like landfills, right? I mean, that's been a positive thing. Why would we want to repeal it?
Well, I'm glad you brought that up, because it's hard to believe that that actually went into effect almost 50 years ago. And at the time, there was a big concern about the ditches. What's happened since then, though, is that the recycling industry has become much more mature, and there's better ways and more comprehensive ways of recycling than slapping a 10-cent deposit on certain bottles and cans. And it's something that I think consumers have been looking for, an easier way to do it, and our retailers certainly would look forward to getting those dirty bottles and cans away from their fresh food that they're offering.
Well, what would be a different way other than what we're doing now?
And where's the incentive to do it? Because we know folks work well when they're given an incentive.
Well, as you can see, this could be a polarizing issue. So the best way to do it, and 60% of Michigan's communities are doing this, is at the curbside recycling. So you got bottles and cans that you put in one can or one bag that you got to take back to the store, but then you got other bottles and cans that you're throwing into your recycling container out at the curb. And it's confusing, and it's just an outdated model. The state has really struggled nationally with our recycling rates, and part of it is that we don't have a comprehensive statewide system. I'd prefer to see the state focus on that 40% of the communities in Michigan that do not have curbside recycling. Let's figure out a way to get that in place, and then all these recyclables can be recycled in one place at your curb away from fresh food.
Bill, you know, the landscape of the retail is constantly evolving. What do you see as the biggest opportunities and maybe the challenges facing independent retailers in this current market?
Well, the challenges are like all other small businesses. The cost of doing business continues to rise, and competition is tough. Our independent retailers are scattered in every corner of the state. They're away from the big metros a lot of times, and they're delivering food and fresh food and services to communities that don't have the big boxes, that don't have a Costco or a Sam's Club in every community. So they play a major role, but the competition is tough. Regulations are getting tougher, and that's where organizations like MIRA step in, is that we're safeguarding, making sure the legislature does not pass things that favor the big boxes, that are, you know, fair for all retailers. Labor costs have gone up quite a bit. We're concerned, you know, I heard your conversation yesterday with Congressman Wahlberg on the overtime rules, you know, things like that. Those are things that affect businesses and even the small businesses that are part of MIRA.
Bill, why beginning of June here? Is this a good time to get the ear of lawmakers?
Well, what we like about this time of the year is that we catch the lawmakers kind of just before they call it a summer. And with that, basically they're all there because they may wrap up their legislative session this week. So it's a great time where everybody is there. So this is kind of why we focus on this time every year.
All right. Bill Wild, the former mayor of Westland and current president and CEO of MIRA, thank you so much for being here this morning. Good luck up in Lansing.
Thank you. You guys have a great day.
You too, Bill.
You too.
You as well. And coming up, the Southern Baptist Convention.
Ooh.
They are meeting in Indianapolis today and tomorrow.
Fireworks.
And they're voting on whether to ban female pastors. What will that mean?
Huh.
We'll talk about
Interesting.
It.
And IVF.
And IVF, too.
Oh, well.
So
I'm
we got
hot
a lot to talk
here.
About now. So we'll talk about that coming up at 7:05.
We teased Jamie.